Time for our forecast. Time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. How about you? A little change in the weather.
What?
No. A little change in the weather.
A little change. Well, you know, yesterday I had a doctor's appointment, and I ran into a few people, and the first question, everybody said, "What about the snow?" And I said, "What about the snow?" "Well, what about the snow?" I said, "Well, I guess it's going to snow, and we'll see how much. Maybe nothing, maybe something. It's a game this year." So what's the little change in the forecast?
You already see it. The cold weather.
Oh, and it came in very loud last night with the wind.
Yeah, the wind was strong, and today's highs will only be in the low 40s, but partly sunny. Then clouds tonight, mid-20s. And for tomorrow, snow showers are possible. That's it. No big deal. Storm system is going to stay too far south. Low 30s. I think it'll just be a partly sunny Thursday in the mid-30s. And then some snow and or rain showers on Friday, 40 to 45. You're back in the 50s with showers on Saturday. And then rain ends and back into the 40s on Sunday.
So it's the old roller coaster.
That's it. It's the old roller coaster. Yeah, and, you know, weekend plans are very, very, very dependent on what the weather does. Because, I don't know, there could be times over the weekend when it won't precipitate at all. But you're just going to have to wait and watch and see how that works out.
So there's nothing, it looks like there's nothing going to be steady, whatever comes over the weekend right now, it'll be off and on.
Yeah, that's it. I don't see the makings right now of like any real heavy precipitation, for hours on end. I just don't see it. So we're doing okay. This is traditionally the time of the year that we do get some snow, but it looks like this one will stay to our south.
Well, that's not too bad. I can't complain about that.
No, really, you just can't. And then next week, a warm-up will begin again.
Well, that all sounds good, because next week, of course, Wednesday and Friday, I finish off, my right knee gets worked on Wednesday and Friday next week.
Oh, okay.
So I hope that we don't get any bad weather, especially on Friday, because Friday is when the Wednesday thing is okay. Friday is the one that is the big one where it's painful, and it takes a lot of energy out of me to walk after it. So hopefully the weather will hold through next week.
Well, I'm thinking that next week the trend is going to be to milder weather. So that should be in your favor.
All right. I'm looking forward to that, Pat.
Yeah, so am I. I finished the outside, by the way. Finished decorating the outside. Just in the nick of time, because when I was finished, the gardeners came with their big blowers.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched them carefully because I said, "Here goes all the wires," and everything like that. But they were very good. They were careful. So everything is cleaned up. And while they were out there, Marshall, I'm looking up at the pine trees, and I see, this is way up high, and I see this big, huge thing that looks like a strawberry, but of course it's like tan in color. And I'm saying to myself, it's a nest, but what kind of a nest is it? Number one, it's huge. And number two, it's hanging from a pine tree. I took a picture, I sent it to a couple of people. They said it's either a wasp's or a hornet's nest.
Yeah.
But they're not in there now, I assume.
Well, they might be, but if the warm-up comes, they'll be activated a little bit. You should wait probably till it's very, till it's very, 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 very cold, and then have somebody knock it down.
It's way up high.
Well, they have how high? 70 feet high?
Oh, I don't know about 70 feet, but
you can have guys come in with those trucks where they just go up there and bring it down. I just wouldn't want it around if it's that big now.
Right.
I wouldn't. But then again, you also hear that. That they form new nests every year. So I don't know. I had a huge one in the front of my house this year. Big, 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 big one. And I had it taken down. Because it was just too big, and it was right in front of the house, okay? It wasn't at a place at the house, and I just didn't want them also burrowing into the house. But it was huge. I mean, it had to be the size of two basketballs.
I would say that's about the size of this thing. Yeah.
And
All right, I'll see who I can get to knock it down.
Yeah, all that flashed back in my memory when I was a kid with my Uncle Glenn and my brother Mark and my brother Mitchell. We were walking in the woods by our house, and they saw one of those big nests. And Mark took a rock, picked up a rock, and threw it and hit the nest.
Uh-huh.
Well, those three were not overweight, and they were fast. I got stung five times in the back running away. So whenever I see those nests, like I said, down they come.
Boy, I wonder how long it took them to build something like that.
It must be fairly quick, because you don't really, well, you don't notice it until it's there, really. So, I mean, you know,
I
have no idea, but I'd much rather have nests like that than those hidden nests that they have in the ground, and you don't know they're there.
And
if you're mowing the lawn or you're doing, and that noise activates them, and because there you have no idea. So I'd much rather see those big nests that you can at least see. I'd much rather see that.
Well, I will look into that, if not today, tomorrow, or wait till the weekend when it gets milder.
All right, so I was scanning for new movies to watch, and I don't know about the Spider-Man thing. I for some reason I'm not a big Spider-Man fan.
All right, but I would think that you would be, because it's Marvel.
I know, but I mean I don't dislike it, but I just don't have the interest like I have in. And like the Eternals, when that gets on and streaming live, I'm going to want to watch that. I watched the Ten Rings one; that was very good as well. And Spider-Man, maybe it's just that I'm all spidey'd out.
Maybe you are. You're drinking a little too much Christmas spice.
You know, it's like Superman doesn't do anything for me anymore either. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Because Superman's been around since I was a little baby.
Right. Yep, I know. Some things have lasted, some things have not.
But the thing I used to like about Superman was that alternate universe that was alternate to our universe. I used that where everything was reversed.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, they had an alternate universe there, yeah. Or Spider-Man, where Superman was evil and stuff like that. There's also a Russian version of Superman, you know, where the Ruskies get Superman.
And is it called Superman?
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is in Russian.
But right.
Yeah. But there's a Russian version of that, too.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. And did you order all your gift cards yet?
Not yet.
What are you waiting for?
Well, because there's no problem in delivering them. They're all email.
Yeah.
Why should I spend my money early? One thing about gift cards, you don't get discounts on gift cards. You know,
no,
the price is the price. But if you get gift cards and you give them to people, most of the people I think that I give them to wait till after Christmas, and then they go out and they buy things on the sale prices.
Right.
So
get more for their gift card.
Yeah. So, but they're all lined up and set. They're all lined up and set to be purchased. It's just the easiest way to go shopping now. And I don't only do national gift cards. The great thing about that, what happened with the pandemic, all these local stores around here now, and everybody has gift cards. Everybody has gift cards, so you can buy locally, not only nationally. That's the great thing about gift cards. So you can support your local merchants, and you can do easy shopping.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So
I'm going to be giving a few gift cards out. Yep.
Oh, so you're coming over to the dark side?
A few. I mean, you know, as far as I could see, you know, again, the family's not getting together for the holidays, so gift cards and gifts will be sent out via Amazon.
Yeah, I went over to the dark side a long time ago. But like I said, I also purchase. I probably do 55% for you know, like my sons and daughters and relatives that are away, and then the other 45% are for people that are locally here. I get them local gift cards.
You are just the perfect Santa.
No, I'm not. I'm the laziest Santa.
So I'm the laziest
Santa. Yeah. I'm the laziest Santa. Well, anyways, so we don't have to worry about anything big coming up. We might have a little some snow showers on Wednesday, and then next week we got a warm up.
Yeah, you pretty much summed it up.
Well, sounds good to me, Pat. I'm not going to argue with you.
No.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, once again with a check on our tri-state forecast.